Over 3,000 adults and children annually are either killed or maimed by landmines and cluster munitions. Each year on April the 4th, the international community observes World Landmine Awareness Day to draw attention to the continuing suffering caused by landmines or cluster munitions in more than 80 countries around the globe. I'm Susie Hodges, and I spoke to Jared Block, media manager of the International Coalition to Ban Landmines and Cluster Munitions Coalition. Are we in fact winning the battle in the sense that is the world international community managing to remove buried landmines or cluster munitions or whatever they are, or are more being used or buried each year?
Well, there's two pieces to your question. The first one, are the international campaign to ban landmines and the cluster munition, or I should say the Convention on Cluster Munitions, are these successful? And the answer is yes. They've done an amazing job since the mine ban treaty went into effect some 14 years ago, and since the Convention on Cluster Munitions went into effect a mere 2.5 years ago. They've been very successful in reducing the number of casualties. The second piece is the work to be done or challenges. We still have some 12 people a day, 12 individuals that are falling victim to these banned weapons every day. So this continues to be an issue. In terms of, are they coming out of the ground? How are these treaties helping individuals? Just to give you some numbers, there are now 161 countries that are party to the Mine Ban Treaty. There are 111 states that have joined the Convention on Cluster Munitions. What does that mean? That means that hundreds of square kilometers of previously contaminated land has been cleared, that more than 46 million stockpiled anti-personnel mines, 750,000 cluster munitions have been destroyed. This is the good news.
And the bad news?
The bad news is that we still have some 35 countries that are not inside the Mine Ban Treaty. There are 86 countries that are not on board with the Convention on Cluster Munitions. That's the bad news. That's the challenge. That's the work we have ahead of us. Again, it's about not only states signing on to the treaties in order to ensure that they are removing mines and cluster munitions from the ground, but also that they're putting into effect the provisions of these treaties once they sign on. And that means specifically helping victims of landmines and cluster munitions to access services, to get the services that they need and that they have a right to in their countries. So that's the challenge. And of course, to destroy the stockpiles that are still out there.
What are the worst affected countries in terms of having heavily mined land or buried cluster munitions where civilians are most at risk of becoming the victim of these explosions?
Well, in terms of cluster munitions, one of or the most affected country in the world would certainly be the Laos People's Democratic Republic that still has a huge number of unexploded ordnance in the ground that each year individuals, oftentimes children, because they're attracted to these shiny metal objects that they find, fall victim to. So Laos on the cluster munition side would be very high up there, or the highest. In terms of landmines, it probably comes as no surprise. Afghanistan would certainly top out the list. In Africa, Angola continues to have a huge number of landmines that they continue to deal with. In Europe, Bosnia and Herzegovina also has a large level of contamination, very heavily contaminated. And of course, Cambodia, where landmines were widely used and have claimed a large number of victims. So those would be some of the sort of at the top of your list, as well as Iraq.
When it comes to the moral argument against the use of landmines and cluster munitions, do you think that's a message that's getting out there strongly enough? Because, as you said, there's still many countries that haven't signed up to these treaties, and some of them are major players, major world powers.
Absolutely. There is a huge and growing, pervasive, or widely recognized moral imperative to stop use, production of these banned weapons that As I said, an overwhelming number, over 80% of the countries in the world have joined the Mine Ban Treaty. It's widely recognized. There are also 111 countries that are on board with the Convention on Cluster Munitions. So it's an overwhelming portion of the international community that does recognize that using these weapons is unconscionable, that there can be no excuse for deployment of them and the damage they cause both today and throughout decades, because in addition to the individuals that are physically affected, that fall victim to them, it also renders huge pieces of land unproductive, and it affects the socioeconomic progress of nations. So it's a huge issue.